Middle will jump it up against first. And the tip is actually won by the Boilermakers in the hands of Braden Smith. And we are underway at the Matthew Knight Arena. Purdue traveling right to left in the anthracites as we get it going. Purdue tried to throw it inside. The ball was deflected, but right back to Braden Smith. So we'll keep the play moving along here. High right wing, a catch for Kaufman. Wren now handoff on the right wing to Braden Smith. He'll drive against Biddle. Got into the teeth of the defense and now dribbles away to the left wing. Bounces to Trey Kaufman. Wren, short floater, is short off the front of the rim. Caroms off the backboard and rebounded by Jadrian Tracy of Oregon.
Trey caught that ball a little flat-footed, and you could tell it just wasn't able to quite get enough oomph on that floater. Left it well short.
Bamba will drive to the right elbow. Extended stop there, and his pass was stolen. Stolen by Braden Smith. It's a run out to the other end. A reverse layup is no good, but he was fouled by Angel as he tried to go right to left on a left-handed reverse layup. That foul against Angel is the first foul of the game, but it happened at the rim, which means Braden Smith is going to the foul line.
The taller Angel, 6'8", 6'9", in transition, had the beat on Braden. Braden knew it. So he felt like he couldn't go up with the traditional right-handed layup in fear of it getting blocked off the glass. So he dipsy-doos up and under, tries a left-handed reverse layup as Braden, unfortunately, misses the first free throw off the right side. But Braden is able to get that contact and get to the foul line and draw that foul on Angel.
Braden, an 86% foul shooter, but as Bob said, missed the first and made the second. Purdue leads 1-0. That was Braden Smith's team-leading 42nd steal just a moment ago. Here's Oregon with the ball attacking the basket to our right as we sit courtside at the Knight Arena. Driving in is Angel, and to the basket he goes. Count the basket and a foul. C.J. Cox put his hands on him as he was going to the basket, coming down the right side of the painted area. First foul on Cox, and this will be an and-one opportunities for Brandon Angel. Transfer from Stanford.
The Purdue staff beside themselves, feeling like Cox's contact on Angel's arm happened a good 6-7 feet away from the rim before Angel took two more long steps and laid it in. Felt like one of those continuation calls you get in the NBA.
Agreed. Free throw good for Brandon Angel. Here's some 1-2-2 three-quarter court pressure shown by Oregon. Purdue breaks it easily, going right to left. Purdue is trailing 3-1. We play at 1:10 here in Eugene. Braden Smith to the high right wing, steps inside of the arc. Shot fakes himself into a bounce pass to Trey Kaufman-Wren. He spins and misses a bunny, gets his own rebound. Second opportunity was blocked. Then Caleb first had it, and Caleb was fouled. Good hustle by the Boilermakers underneath the bucket, grabbing offensive rebounds. Jadrian Tracy ended up fouling Caleb first, and Purdue keeps the ball baseline left.
Well, we saw the shot blocking there. Biddle coming to play. Kaufman-Wren back irons that first one, gets it right back, thinks he's got a chance to get it back up quickly. Biddle comes out of nowhere to block it.
Biddle's 31st block of the year. Boilermakers here with the ball, shooting at our left. Trey Kaufman-Wren trying to back down Biddle. Will spin. He'll shoot. He'll miss it short. Rebounded, however, by whom? That went out of bounds. They say it'll be Oregon ball. Bounced out of bounds. Baseline left. Trey Kaufman-Wren was fighting for it, but couldn't come up with his own offensive rebound. Trey starts the game 0-for-4 shooting, and Purdue is trailing 3-1.
Tough start offensively for sure for Trey. Got to give Brandon Angel credit there. Thought his post defense was really solid. Made Trey shoot that jump hook from a little further out than he wanted.
This is a good defensive team. Oregon allows only 70 points a game. Oregon the ball here in their white uniforms at home. Shelstad in the center. Dribbling with his left hand. Perimeter left. Swinging right side. Bamba. He's on the right arc. Dribbles into the free throw line. Shoots a floater. And Biddle tipped at it. Missed it. Second opportunity. No good. Rebounded Trey Kaufman-Wren. That was actually a pass for Biddle, not a shot originally by Bamba. Turns out okay for the Boilermakers as they ended up with the ball. Braden Smith leans in from 14 feet straight away and knocks it home. We're tied at 3.
Braden, he loves seeing drop coverage as far as getting in his shots. And right there, got to that comfortable mid-range with the drop coverage of Biddle.
Shelstad with Trey Kaufman-Wren guarding him at the top of the key area. He got the switch he wanted. He wants to go to work. Throws into the right corner. Catch there for Tracy. Tracy going right baseline on Braden Smith. Gets underneath the basket. Throws it out high for a deep three. Left wing. Good. Way out there was Jackson Shelstad. And he knocks in a triple.
Trey Coffin run. You just got to close out quicker. Shellstad loves those threes. Even if it's a little bit deep, that was a couple steps behind the line. That's a rhythm shot for Shellstad.
6-3, Oregon the lead, 17 minutes to go, first half. Fletcher Lawyer bounces it inside of Trey Coffin run on the right block. Faces up against the middle. Spins to the left shoulder. A lot of contact. Blocked out of bounds baseline left. If they'll count that as a block shot, I believe they will. That's already two blocks in the game for Nate Biddle.
Trey gave him a little shoulder fake like he might go inside, but really was trying to get to his jump hook along that baseline. And Biddle was all over it. Easily blocked there by Biddle. Pretty fortunate, really, to have this ball back.
Subbing in for Oregon, Kwame Evans Jr., 6'9", sophomore from Baltimore. A McDonald's All-American as a high school player, and Keyshawn Barthelemy, a redshirt senior from Montreal, Quebec, who averages 10 points a game off the bench. Boilermakers here with a ball. Trey Coffin-Wren leans in, shoots, misses, but tipped in by Caleb First. Oh, what do we have? What do we have here? They're wiping it off, and it's because why? Oh, they say Caleb First, a push-off foul. Caleb tipped in the miss from Trey Coffin-Wren, but they give Caleb First a foul before the shot was tipped into the bucket.
Claim that he shoved off Biddle underneath the basket. We didn't have a good angle at it. We're right behind Caleb, so it'll be interesting to see a replay.
Boilermakers are down 6-3. Here's a jumper from the left wing, missed. Kwame Evans had a rebound, but guess what? Trey Coffin-Wren took it away from him. Kwame was right at the rim, but he couldn't get it back up on the bucket because it was stolen away by Trey Coffin-Wren. Braden Smith stepping back, left elbow good. That's a fall away 15-footer. Braden Smith has scored all five of Purdue's points. Purdue is trailing 6-5. 16-10 to go in the opening half. Evans bounces it inside to Biddle. Double team taken away for the moment. Picked back up, however, by Biddle. To Barthelemy, right wing. Bounces it on the baseline. Caught by Evans Jr., right baseline. He's double teamed and a steal. A steal on a cross-key pass taken away by Braden Smith. His second steal of the ball game. Boilermakers are trailing 6-5. 15:48 remains first half. Braden Smith dribbles to the left elbow extended. Leans in. Loses the ball. Now picks it up in the post area. Bounces it right. Blocked. Caught by Trey Coffin-Wren. He leans in and he got clobbered by Nate Biddle. Timeout on the floor. Free throws coming when we return on the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard. Oregon leads Purdue 6-5. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. While we were at the commercial break, they took a long look at that last foul by Biddle on Trey Coffin-Wren. And what did we learn there, Bob Riddell?
We learned they're going to call a flagrant one.
Wow.
On that hit by Biddle across Coffin-Wren's head and neck area. Sitting next to Chris Foreman, he had a still picture of Trey as he was getting obliterated by Biddle. So, the officials went and looked at it, and per the letter of the law, that's probably the right thing because Trey basically almost got his head knocked off.
So you're telling me if you get your head knocked off in the game, it could be a potential flagrant foul.
Yes, indeed.
All right, fair enough. Well, Trey will go to the foul line then for the Boilermakers. Trey is scoreless in the game, but he does have a team-leading four rebounds. He's very, very active underneath the bucket, just hasn't been able to make a shot to start the ball game. He is Purdue's leading scorer, and his first free throw is on the way. Free throw line left, and he made it. Maybe that'll get Trey going here. Trey's only a 57% foul shooter for the season. Trey Coffin-Wren, 0-for-6 to start the game shooting. He's had some good looks. Second foul shot is also good. Trey Coffin-Wren. Now Trey's going to come out of the game. He'll be replaced by Raleigh Burgess. So this works out well for Purdue. It's two shots in the ball. Burgess, the 6'11 freshman from Cincinnati, subs in for Trey. Boilermakers have a lead of 7-6. 15:37 to go in this first half. Miles Coleman, the sophomore, subbed in for Purdue as well. Here's a jumper on the right baseline. It's good. Boilermakers made a baseline jumper. Fletcher Lawyer knocking it in on the inbounds play, and Purdue extends the lead 9-6.
Fletch came off a pin down right there in front of the inbounder, and just enough space for Fletch to catch and release quickly.
Barthelemel will drive against Fletcher Lawyer. He'll shoot a floater that misses, rebounded by Caleb First, who came soaring in from nowhere to come up with a defensive rebound. Boilermakers attack the basket to our left. They're wearing anthracite uniforms on the road here in Eugene, Oregon. Braden Smith to the left elbow. Gives to Burgess a deep three for Raleigh as an air ball. Weak side tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Caleb First. Raleigh pulled the trigger. Now, look, Raleigh is 4 of 10 from the three-point line this year. He has a good percentage. He just hasn't shot a lot of them. And that'll give the ball right back to Oregon.
That was kind of a bad break for Purdue because Raleigh, with the air ball being so bad, it almost landed in Caleb's lap, and it felt like Caleb was getting held from behind, but no call.
Barthelemy, 10 points off of the bench, has the ball left wing, hands to his teammate further left wing in Evans. Now a drive all the way to the bucket, layup missed by Bamba, rebounded by Raleigh Burgess of the Boilermakers. A three from Colvin in transition. It is long. Burgess had the rebound. Saved it inbounds. Oh, he almost saved it inbounds. I spoke too soon. Great effort by Burgess as he was falling out of bounds. Baseline left. And the official said he had a foot on the line.
Well, Raleigh, nice job on the defensive end. I think he might have got a piece of that layup attempt by Bamba on the drive and then was able to secure the defensive rebound. Unfortunately, on the offensive end, not quite able to get that rebound missed by Colvin.
Camden Heidi, the 6'7", redshirt sophomore, has subbed in for the Boilermakers. He's guarding Jackson Shellstad for the moment. Between the circles, Shellstad, crossover dribble right to left. Now gives it left wing to Barthelemy. He'll bounce it to the left baseline. A double team there for the Boilermakers on Kwame Evans. Swing it to Bamba, perimeter right. Shot clock at 7. Bamba drives into the teeth of defense and travel. He tried to shot fake himself to the rim, but in doing so, pulled the pivot foot. That's the fourth turnover already for the Oregon Ducks, who come in averaging 11 a game.
Fletcher Lawyer, give him credit right there. Elite job of closing out, taking away the rhythm three, and then moving his feet to cut off Bamba on the middle drive. Bamba then tried to get into his pivot game, and the officials felt like he dragged it.
Boilermakers the ball and leading 9-6 over Oregon. Top of the key, a catch here. That's Raleigh Burgess. Dribbles once, hands off to Braden Smith. Braden rises from 18 and shoots. That ball barely grazed the front of the rim. Pulled out of there by Shellstad, and he wants to push the tempo right to left. Here he goes to the right baseline, dribbled it out of bounds, and a foul on Miles Colvin. Oh, Miles thought he had guarded cleanly the entire possession, but the official hits Miles Colvin with his first foul.
Kind of one of those that was right there in front of us. One of those ticky-tack ones that you definitely can understand the call because Shellstad lost his footing a little bit, lost the handle. But it was definitely one that you could have easily seen being uncalled as well.
I think if he doesn't lose it out of bounds, you probably don't call it.
Right.
You just play on. Kwame Evans posting in the middle of the paint. Kicks to the corner. Jadrian Tracy tried to throw it inside and threw it out of bounds. He threw it too hot for the new man who just subbed into the game, Supreme Cook, a senior, a transfer from Georgetown. Another turnover for Oregon. What is it with our Purdue Boilermaker defensively? We're turnover takers, awayers, if there's such a word lately.
It's been incredible. We're just flying around, but that's where the importance of a pass in the shot pocket is so pivotal. If that pass hits Tracy in the shot pocket, he shoots in rhythm. Instead, it's at his feet, and so he had to gather and then makes a bad pass.
Lawyer, a three, left wing, no good. Pulled out of there by Barthelemy. Quickly ahead to Supreme Cook. Ducks are on the run, but Purdue hustles back defensively to slow him down. Barthelemy, a deep three, right wing, air ball, almost out of bounds. Last touch, Fletcher Lawyer. That ball barely grazed the front of the rim, just enough that Lawyer couldn't rebound it cleanly. If it hits the rim properly, Fletcher probably has an uncontested rebound. Into the ballgame comes Jakari Harris, the 6'3 freshman from Atlanta, son of former Boilermaker great Glenn Robinson, son of former Boilermaker brother of former Boilermaker football great Jalen Robinson.
It's been a struggle for both these teams offensively. A lot of misses that have missed badly on both ends here as of late.
Well said. Both teams have 7 rebounds. Oregon 4 turnovers, Purdue 0. Purdue's 0 of 3 from the three-point line. Boilermakers were 0 of 6 from the three-point line in the first half on Wednesday night. Biddle will dive to the basket and fouled as he was diving in from the top of the key. Boilermakers got behind defensively, and that cost Camden Heidi a foul to save a layup.
It's a good foul by Cam there to at least not allow Biddle to finish through and get the and one. Once you get caught in rotation, Nate Biddle getting ready to tear the rim off, at least make him earn these two at the line.
He's a right-handed shooter, wears number 32 on the right jersey, makes the foul shot. Very good foul shooter for 7 feet tall, 80% from the foul line. Senior from Central Point, Oregon. Subbing in here is Jamari Phillips for Oregon, a 6'3 freshman from Modesto, California. And a second free throw also good for Nate Biddle.
And neither one of those free throws touched the rim whatsoever. So Biddle, nice clean shooting stroke. You can see why he shoots Purdue, high percentage.
Yes, sir. Purdue 9, Oregon 8. 12:40 to go. We're in the first half. Oregon goes 1-2-2 three-quarter court and then settles back into a man-to-man half-court defense. Harris, perimeter left, bounces it to the left block, caught by Trey Kaufman-Wren. They run a double team at TKR. He finds Camden Heidi, swinging to the right corner, caught here by Braden Smith. Dribbles in to shoot from 18 and misses, and then Heidi tipped it in from the weak side, and he was fouled. Camden Heidi, a weak side tip-in, and he drew the foul as well from Jamari Phillips at the line for an and-one.
Those are the type of extra effort hustle plays we've been so accustomed to seeing from a guy like Mason Gillis at that power forward spot as Heidi swishes the free throw for the and one. Great job by Cam there. He made himself available in the middle of the floor when Trey was doubled, kicked it out to Braden Smith, and then once Braden took the shot, he went weak side and just got that sweet and one off the glass.
Cam now 22 of 25 with a foul line this year. Here's a drive for Angel, fouled by Heidi as he was bringing it down the right side of the paint. It wasn't Heidi. It was Miles Colvin who was coming down on a double team. That's two quick fouls on Miles Colvin. Purdue leads 12-8. And at the foul line will be Brandon Angel. He himself an 86% foul shooter.
You're right. That was going to be two fouls on somebody, either Miles or Cam in that situation. They get Miles as that help side defender reaching in.
Two dribbles for Angel, the transfer from Stanford. 4 years at Stanford, averaged 13 points a game last year, but he misses the foul shot. Fletcher Lawyer will sub in for Miles Colvin here. Brandon Angel, 1,000-point career scorer. He's averaging 9 points a game here in Oregon in his fifth and final season as a college player. Dribbles twice, takes a deep breath, then dribbles once. Bends the knees, shoots, and made it. Not easily, but he made it.
Friendly roll there.
4 points for Angel. Purdue 12, Oregon 9. 12:08 to go here in the first half. Purdue breaks the press, bringing it up the far sideline right to left. Gives it to Braden Smith, who's wearing the pink sneakers and the dark gray T-shirt underneath the anthracite uniform. He's dribbling left arc, now top of the key. Bounces it down inside to Trey Kaufman-Wren, who finishes with an easy layup. 4 points for TKR. Purdue's up 14-9.
TKR just snatched that bounce pass out of the air with one hand. That was a great pass, but maybe a better catch by Trey.
Angel, perimeter right wing, wants to drive on Heidi, layup good. Brandon Angel getting busy here for the Oregon Ducks. He scored three in a row. Purdue 14, Oregon 11.
That's where Angel, he's a righty. He wants to drive that thing with his right hand. Heidi's got to make him force him to his weak hand.
Braden Smith, just passed to the left side, caught by Jakari Harris. Bounces it left block where it's caught by Trey Kaufman-Wren. He tried to throw a skip pass that ended right up in the hands of Camden Heidi. And it was deflected and stolen away by Oregon.
Shot blocked by Biddle at the rim. It was a really nice contest as Cam went up to try to dunk it.
That was a good pass from Trey Kaufman-Wren, but even better defense. Phillips a deep three, left arc, no. Rebounded Fletcher Lawyer. Phillips on the season is 4 of 11 now from three. He missed that one. Purdue has the ball. Braden Smith to Lawyer. He'll shoot a three. Left arc. It's on the way. It's long. And it's rebounded by Brandon Angel of Oregon. Fletcher thought he was fouled on the shot. Didn't get that call. And Jadrian Tracy has it for the Ducks. We're down to 10:33 remaining in the first half. Here's a three from Biddle in the right wing. Good. Nate Biddle, a 30% three-point shooter, makes that one, and we're tied at 14.
That's a pick-and-pop action there, and Kaufman-Wren's there, but not there enough to dissuade the shot attempt. Biddle with his size at 7 feet, easily able to get that shot off.
Braden Smith, right arc, keeps the dribble alive, stops on the block, double teamed, throws it way out high to Heidi, swing at left wing Lawyer, catch and shoot three, that one is no good, rebounded by Jamari Phillips of Oregon. How about the Ducks getting busy with shelves out on the bench, and Angel gets a layup.
Lack of ball pressure there, and then Fletcher Lawyer on a cross match in transition with Angel. Angel smartly pushes Fletch up the lane line. Fletch full fronting, and they throw over the top.
Oregon leading 16-14. Purdue 0-5 from the three-point line here in the first half. Trey Kaufman-Wren left it short, tipped at it, and was fouled as he was tipping. He was trying to tip it back in on the initial miss, and he drew the contact from the Oregon Duck player, which means there will be foul shots for Trey Kaufman-Wren when we return. Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard shows Oregon 16, Purdue 14. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield.
Purdue once again is starting a game extremely slowly here on the road from long range, just like against Washington. Purdue had a couple good looks there for your best three-point shooter, Fletcher Loyer, that go begging.
Free throw, however, good for Trey Kaufman. By the way, that last foul as we went to commercial break was on Brandon Angel, his second.
That's a big call for sure. Angel has played much better so far this game than Kwame Evans Jr. off the bench.
Second foul shot, free throw line left, is also good for Trey Kaufman-Wren. 6 points for Trey. He's 4 of 4 at the foul line. And we're tied at 16 here at the Matthew Knight Arena. Shellstad quickly over the timeline, left to right on the run.
Guarded by, almost stole that ball in the backcourt.
Which unfortunately now means Trey Kaufman-Wren's guarded Shellstad. But now we'll get the switch back. And at the top of the key with the ball, T.J. Bamba between the circles. Dribbling to the high right arc with the right hand. TKR on him. Goes to the right block. Leaves it out high. Three on the way for Oregon is in and out. Missed by Jadrian Tracy from the left wing. And a weak side rebound for Braden Smith. Braden on a right-handed dribble. Working his way against Bamba right to left. Stops on the left block. Had it poked away and stolen. Purdue's first turnover of the game. A steal for T.J. Bamba and the Oregon Ducks. Bamba, 6'5", 220 pounds. Driving to the basket, shooting with the left hand and missing. Got his own offensive rebound on the left block. A recycle here. Middle of three straight away. It is long and rebounded by the Boilermaker freshman C.J. Cox. Purdue caught a break there. Biddle was wide open straight away and missed it. TKR, high left arc. Facing the bucket in the triple threat, will hand to Fletcher Loyer. He dribbles in the right baseline, gives to Caleb first. First against Biddle. Attacks Biddle. Leans in, shoots with the left hand, and he is called for traveling before he got the shot up on the rim. So back-to-back turnovers for the Boilermakers, who, before that moment, had zero turnovers for the game.
Well, at least it's a dead ball turnover. You can come back and set your defense, but yeah, Caleb first one-on-one post touches against a guy with the size of Nate Biddle. Probably not necessarily what you want for Purdue. Caleb can score down there in advantageous matchups, but Biddle, not one of them.
The score is tied at 16. 8:02 to go in this first half. Jackson Shellstad, guarded by Braden Smith. Pushes off, step back three, left wing, in and out, and in again. Can't believe they didn't get a push-off foul to clear space. Shellstad's second made three of the game, and it's a three-point lead for Oregon.
Got the friendliest of rolls right there from the rim. It rattled around maybe twice and dropped home, but he cleared space on Braden.
Braden Smith, a three at the other end, short, but rebounded C.J. Cox. Loyer, a three from the left wing. On the way, a bullseye. Purdue's first three-point make of the game, and we're tied at 19.
Just a huge hit there. Offensive rebound opportunity. Fletch with the pump fake, the flyby. Regathers and it's pure.
Shellstad works his way on a high left wing on a left-handed dribble. Comes to the left elbow extended. Goes left baseline. Loses it for a moment and stepped out of bounds. A turnover. The Oregon Ducks turn it over for the fifth time in a game. Timeout on the floor. 7:14 to go in the first half. We're all square at 19. This is the Central Indiana Honda Dealer Scoreboard and this is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network. Work from Learfield. Purdue the ball, baseline right, working right to left as the Ducks jump into man-to-man full court pressure. Can Purdue get the ball in? They throw it into Braden Smith. They're going to try to double him, and the ball was knocked out of bounds, but last touch by Oregon. So Oregon, out of the timeout, jumped into a full court press, and they harassed the Boilermakers, at least for the moment. Purdue will try again from the baseline right. Purdue goes into a three across look near midcourt. And lobs to Trey Kaufman-Wren, and Bamba stole it and then called timeout as he was falling out of bounds. T.J. Bamba stole the ball on the far sideline, and as he was falling out of bounds, had the presence of mind to call timeout. I didn't know you could still save possession when falling out of bounds, but official D.J. Carsonson says you can, and that's Purdue's third turnover. The full court press caught the Boilermakers there.
Fletcher right there because of the initial attempt when Braden got it in and got it knocked out of bounds. That time, Fletcher not able to run the baseline, coming off a dead ball instead of a made shot. And so tries to get that thing into Trey Kaufman-Wren, sealing his man Bamba, uses the athleticism, flies over the top of Trey Kaufman-Wren to steal that pass. And yes, they did reinstate that rule, I want to say a year or two ago, where you can now call timeout as you're flying out of bounds.
I'm glad one of us pays attention to the rule book. Today's broadcast brought to you by the Progressive Keys to Progress program, providing cars to veterans in need. So now, it's Oregon basketball, and they inbound directly across from our vantage point on the far sideline in the front court. Tied at 19 here in Oregon. Bamba the inbounder to Shellstad in the front court. Way out high on the left arc, guarded by C.J. Cox. Dribbles right elbow, stops, gives the ball to Evans. He'll shoot a three, and the left-hander missed a straightaway three-point shot. Rebounded by Purdue. He's only a 25% three-point shooter. Braden Smith at the other end banks it in from the left side. He was full speed ahead. No one slowed him down. Quickly the other way. Here comes Barthelemy with Purdue leading by a deuce. Driving is Evans, then stopping and dribbling back out to the left wing. He'll give a dribble handoff to Jackson Shellstad. 6:35 to go first half. Purdue 21, Oregon 19. Shellstad stops near midcourt, shoots a deep, deep, deep three, left it short. He was on the logo at midcourt, and it was rebounded by Trey Kaufman-Rinn. Braden Smith to TKR, works his way against Evans and banks it in from the right wing. Trey Kaufman-Rinn, his second made field goal of the ballgame. At the other end, Barthelemy was fouled as he dribbled hard to the bucket. Braden Smith called for the foul. Boy, both teams right now are taking that ball and racing it up the floor. It is a track meet for the moment here in Tracktown, USA.
You love the offense. Braden Smith hitting TKR in the short roll, and then Trey doing his thing to get that sweet banker off the glass. But Coach Painter, irate with C.J. Cox. Cox's responsibility after made field goals is to jam Jackson Shellstad in the backcourt, not allow quick kick-aheads like what just transpired as Barthelemy hits the first free throw on that inbounds to Shellstad. He got it far up the floor, and then a quick kick-ahead. Braden Smith not able to get back and get set, and Barthelemy with the blow-by on Smith and then drew the foul.
Barthelemy, great free throw shooter on the season. He's now 20 for 24 and make it 21 of 25. And that makes it Purdue 23, Oregon 21. Purdue with the ball this time races it up the far sideline before Oregon even has a chance to set their defense in the full court press. So that's Braden Smith just saying, you know what, forget the full court press, guys. I'll handle it myself. Now Braden trying to orchestrate some offense on the left wing, and it was stolen. Stolen by T.J. Bamba. Oregon on the run. Ahead and a dunk for Evans. Kwame Evans with a two-handed slam off of the Boilermaker turnover. We're tied at 23. Here's the full court press, and this time Braden Smith will walk it over the timeline right to left with Bamba guarding him.
Bamba being extremely physical with him.
You took the words right out of my mouth. 6'5", 220 pounds, and really getting physical with Braden Smith. Lawyer will drive. Block shot as he was coming in from the right side. Purdue keeps the ball, baseline left, 13 on the shot clock.
And Braden Smith definitely showing some frustration on these ball screens. Bamba really getting into Braden as the ball handler, fighting over the screens. I mean, it's, you know, they're not calling it, so it's great defense on Bamba's part. I mean, he is a grown man physically in his fifth year now of college basketball. And Braden feels like he's getting dislodged, though, as a ball handler. And I understand Braden's frustrations because I would certainly be wanting the foul if it was happening to me. Bad pass by Braden Smith on the inbounds, trying to find Cox.
Another Purdue turnover. Now the turnover is starting to mount here. Bamba will drive. Left-handed layup is good. T.J. Bamba, his first scoring of the game. He's been getting it done defensively. Now he lays one in and gives Oregon a 25, or a, gives Oregon, I should say, a 25-23 lead.
A little 6-0 run here for the Ducks.
Left wing, Braden Smith will dribble to the top of the key. Pocket pass to Caleb first. His shot was blocked at the rim and then saved. With Oregon keeping the ball inbounds, Bamba threw it off of Raleigh Burgess to save possession.
What a job by Kwame Evans Jr. coming over from the weak side. It was a beautiful pick and roll play with Braden hitting a cutting first. First going to his left, that strong side. But Evans Jr., the weak side blocker, he's really long and athletic. Former top recruit, now as a sophomore, and yeah, he met Caleb at the summit and denied him.
Evans, a McDonald's All-American in high school, started 29 games a year ago. Here's a lob for Biddle, and he missed it. They lobbed it to Biddle right side of the bucket, and he missed the tip-in. Purdue with a rebound. Here's Braden Smith on the run to the left block. Follow-away baseline jumper. It is no good. Rebounded by by the Boilermakers, Caleb first, and he put it back into the basket.
Raleigh Burgess.
Thank you. Raleigh Burgess, the freshman. My mistake, fans. I was blocked out there by our head coach. I couldn't see cleanly.
Come on, Coach Payne. We got a game to call here.
We're tied at 25. Oregon the basketball. Barthelemy to the left wing. Gives to Evans, top of the key. He dribbles to the right elbow and was fouled by Burgess as he came down the right side of the paint. First foul on Raleigh Burgess. We'll send Kwame Evans to the foul line, the sophomore from Baltimore. Purdue 25, Oregon 25. 4:07 to go in the game in the first half here. Heidi's going to sub in for the Boilermakers.
A strong drive there by Evans Jr. Purdue a little bit in scramble mode. Fletcher Lawyer got tripped, and that allowed Evans to get that angle. Raleigh tried to come over, cut him off. That's what Coach Painter was telling him, like, try to get him squared up. He was on his hip a little bit, and Evans, of course, leaned in and got that contact near the rim.
First free throw for the left-hander, good. T.J. Bamba, 71% foul shooter. Heidi replaces Caleb first. So look at this lineup here. The only big guy on the floor for Purdue is the freshman, Raleigh Burgess. Purdue playing small with Burgess.
Yeah, we've gone small certainly at times this year, but it's not too often that Raleigh's been the lone big.
Yeah, he's the guy, yeah. Second foul shot, good. Two-point lead at 27-25 for Oregon. Smith over the timeline, bounce pass, high left wing, caught by Lawyer. He'll use the screen from Burgess, goes to the right elbow, stops, tried to throw it into Raleigh Burgess, and he was fouled because coming from behind was Supreme Cook trying to steal the pass. Cook hit with a foul, and we have a timeout on the floor. 3:51 to play, first half, Oregon 27, Purdue 25 on a Central Indiana Honda dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Lawyer will trigger on the inbound for Purdue, wearing the anthracite uniforms. Lobs it way out high, caught on the left arc with his toes on the arc by Trey Kaufman-Wren. He dribbles all the way to the bucket and makes a layup and count the foul. That was kind of an odd play in the fact that Trey caught it on the left wing, and for whatever reason, all the defense just left him. So he said, I guess I'll drive to the basket and score.
Well, it was a heads-up play by Braden Smith as well. Trey was trying to hand it off to Braden, but Bamba denied the handoff. So Braden, what he decided to do was, well, if you're going to be fronting me, you're not in position to help if I screen. So Braden screened the man guarding Kaufman-Wren, and that allowed that straight line drive for Kaufman-Wren. And Nate Biddle tried to come up from the weak side, but he was way too late. And Kaufman-Wren, a little dipsy-doo in the air to fly by Biddle and score through contact.
Second foul on Biddle. Trey completes the and one. Purdue's Degree Plus gives students the chance to earn a Bachelor of Science and one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years. Check out the Liberal Arts Degree Plus. See if and one is right for you. Purdue leads 28-27. Bamba, top of the key against Lawyer. Dribbles to the right block, stops, leans in, shoots, and that's a tip in by Biddle. Purdue is begging. Yeah, they're going to get the call. They're going to get the call. Purdue is begging for offensive basket interference on the tip-in. Now Dana Altman is losing his mind for Oregon, saying that was not basket interference. They will review it at the next dead ball. They'll review it at the next stoppage of play, which will probably be halftime unless we get a timeout. For the moment, Purdue 28, Oregon 27, and Purdue the ball. The Biddle tip-in does not count for the moment. Here's Braden Smith, and he was fouled.
Jakari got fouled off the ball.
Oh, gotcha. Boy, I apologize, fans. I don't have a great viewing point.
Coach Payne seems to just end up being right in your line of sight often here.
I'm counting on Bob and my engineer, Wes, to fill me in on what's going on here. To the foul line, Jakari Harris, good foul shooter on the year. Foul line, limited opportunities, but he is 6 of 7, the freshman from Atlanta, Georgia. This is a 1-1, and he makes it. How about that for a freshman on the road in hostile territory? Makes the first front end of a 1-1.
No kidding. That is not an easy thing to do when you really haven't been involved in the game very much. Jakari hasn't got a lot of touches. Of course, hasn't had a field goal attempt yet to step up and hit a 1-1.
And he made them both and didn't even touch the rim on either one. Purdue extends their lead 30-27. Purdue only 14% from the three-point line. Purdue is just 1 of 7. But the Boilermakers have a three-point lead. Biddle top of the key, threw it away. Tried to throw it to Bamba, who was cutting across the lane left to right, and he threw it out of bounds. That'll give the ball right back to the Boilermakers.
Great job there. Fletcher Lawyer got beat a little bit on the backdoor cut on that baseline, but wasn't beat substantially and had his hand in there trying to dissuade the pass. Biddle leads him way too much out of bounds.
That's seven Oregon turnovers. Jakari Harris, top of the key. Lawyer, guarded closely by Shellstad. Now throws it left to Obo, to Trey Kaufman, Ren to Heidi. Right wing to Lawyer, shot clock at 10. Purdue swings it around the horn right to left. Braden Smith into the teeth of the defense. Leaves it down low for Trey Kaufman, Ren spins, shoots, and misses a right-handed hook shot from the left side of the bucket, rebounded by TJ Bamba and Oregon. And now a foul away from the ball. Camden Heidi was too physical down low with Brandon Angel. Second foul on Heidi, and this will be a 1-1 for Brandon Angel. 2:28 to play, first half.
I just hate seeing those fouls off the ball like that when the other team's in the bonus, fouling a quality free throw shooter like Angel. We, of course, just saw it on the other end with them fouling Jakari Harris, and he was able to get to the line when he got fouled off the ball, so we'll see if Angel's able to take advantage.
86% foul shooter coming into the day is Angel. Today he's 2-for-2. And he's 2-for-3. Banged it in and banged it out. Rebounded by Purdue's Caleb First.
Good foul by Cam.
Second rebound of the game for Caleb First. Purdue the ball, attacking the basket to our left. Lawyer spins at the right elbow. Shellstad guards him. Now give it up to Braden Smith, right wing. Dribbles to the right corner, gives to Lawyer. Lawyer wants to drive. Shoots from 14 feet straight away, misses off the right side of the rim, and it's rebounded there by Angel of Oregon. Less than 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. Boilermakers and Ducks. Are we tied at 27?
30-27.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, I looked at the wrong scoreboard. They hadn't updated it. Here's a deep three from Bartholomew, missing left wing. Rebound of Braden Smith. Braden wants to push tempo, even though it's a 1-on-3. Now he'll retract and bring his way out to the left wing. 90 seconds to go here in the opening half. Braden Smith stops at the free throw line, bounces to Trey Kaufman, Wren. Here's a double team. Braden had the pass deflected, but it came right back to Trey Kaufman, Wren. And now as Trey was driving, he'll be called for an offensive foul. He was chicken winging with a left arm and dribbling with a right. And that foul against Trey Kaufman, Wren is his first. Gives the ball right back to Oregon. Purdue leading 30-27.
Looks like Purdue might have a really advantageous matchup with Kaufman on the block against Bartholomew, who got switched after the ball screen. Biddle had really came over far, so Trey tried to drop off a pass to Caleb First, who was open under the basket, but Biddle's long arms deflected it back to Trey, then Trey gets called for the chicken wing.
Now Purdue's 6 turnovers. Boilermakers average 11 a game. Oregon averages 11 a game, and they have 7. Shellstad, top of the key, Bamba, left elbow stops. Now wants to attack, stops again. Goes down inside and a foul. Biddle was posting on the left block. Caleb First got behind in the post. Caleb reaches and fouls, and this will be a 1-1 for Nate Biddle.
Another situation where you're now going to put a quality free throw shooter on the line in a 1-1, but
now double bonus.
Was it the 10th? Yeah. Oh, you're right, because the Kaufman foul on the other end was our 9th.
Yeah,
you're right.
We've had 18 fouls called here in the first half between the two. Biddle, foul shot, good.
Certainly been one of the more physical games that we've seen thus far this season, it feels like. Certainly in a while.
Biddle, 6 points in the game. And remember, for the moment, Oregon is sitting at 28 points. They might have 30. We're going to review that offensive goaltending at halftime. Biddle made the second foul shot. But for the moment, the score is Purdue 30, Oregon 29, with less than a minute remaining. Jakari Harris wants to bring it over the timeline right to left. Jackson Shellstad is guarding him. Jakari putting the offense into motion by giving it now to Braden Smith near the timeline. 16 on the shot clock, and Braden will start to orchestrate the offense here. To the right elbow he goes, stops a pull-up, shoots a fullaway jumper that misses. Shellstad rebounds, and then Shellstad was fouled in the backcourt by Jakari Harris. That's a tough foul to take. 75 feet from the basket, because you're going to put Shellstad at the foul line, and he on the season is 31 of 36 foul shooting.
Well, that was another shot Purdue just misses pretty badly. Braden Smith takes that fadeaway. Had Raleigh Burgess open on the right wing, but Raleigh had missed his previous three so bad, I think Braden maybe a little hesitant to go that way, and but instead, you know, that's where you end up taking maybe a shot you shouldn't as far as the difficulty goes, and Braden missed that one badly.
Shellstad making the first foul shot. Preseason All-Big Ten performer Jackson Shellstad. Twice as a high school player, he was the Oregon Gatorade Player of the Year, and he made them both. 8 points for Shellstad against a 12-point average. Heidi subs in for Burgess. It's now Oregon 31, Purdue 30, with 33 seconds to go.
Full court pressure here from the Ducks, and this looks more of the aggressive style versus sometimes the token stuff we'll see.
Purdue gets it into backcourt to Braden Smith. They run a double team at him, and he throws it to Lawyer, who is racing up the sideline right in front of us. So Purdue does break the press. Purdue wants to hold for the final shot if they can. 20 on the shot clock, 22 on the game clock. Purdue trails 31-30 in a low-scoring first 20 minutes. Braden Smith, left wing, now drilling to the left corner. Swings it left side, Lawyer. He's at the top of the key. Gives it to Trey Kaufman-Wren, shot clock at three. Lawyer wants to drive, had it tipped away, got it back, and a shot clock violation. Purdue was never able to get a shot up on the bucket. The ball was tipped away from Fletcher, and that moment of hesitation, once he grabbed it back, cost Purdue a shot clock violation.
Just unfortunate. You know, you really want to work the clock, not allow Oregon to get a chance, get the last shot, but just got to be more aware of the time and make sure you can get a quality look.
2.3 to go. 2.3. Oregon has to go the length of the floor. They give to Biddle. He dribbles in midcourt, shoots a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And we find ourselves at the halftime horn. Purdue trailing at the half, 31-30. Remember, Purdue trailed at the half Wednesday night, 30-22. Halftime in Eugene, Oregon.
Every play, every game. Purdue men's basketball on Z96.5.
Purdue starts the second half with the original starting five. Cox first, Lawyer, Smith, and Kaufman-Wren. Oregon the ball in the opening possession of half number two. Attacking the bucket to our left, lobbing to Biddle, and Biddle scores on the lob and a catch. They lobbed it into Biddle to get things going in the second half, and he has a left-handed layup. And that allows Oregon to extend their lead and jump into their 1-2-2 three-quarter court press.
And this one more of the token variety as they fall back. But Caleb first gets 2 feet in front on Biddle, and they lob over the top. Coaches talk about that. Can't let that happen.
Purdue now, their first possession of the second half. Lawyer drives, leads for first. Two dunks with two hands. A two-handed punch for Caleb first. His first scoring of the game.
A sweet two-handed punch it was from first. And how about the drop-off dime by Fletcher Lawyer? Immediately drove that ball on the catch and was able to get by his defender.
Oregon 33, Purdue 32. We're just underway here in the second half of action. Purdue and Oregon playing as Big Ten competitors for the first time. Biddle a three, left wing, no good. Weak side rebound, pulled out of there by the Boilermakers. Caleb first. Purdue on the run, left to right, anthracite uniforms, and now Biddle fouled away from the ball. Trey Kaufman-Wren was trying to get low post position, left block. Biddle pushed him in the back, and that's three fouls on Nate Biddle. Or is that
just
two? Just two. That is my mistake. That is two fouls on Nate Biddle, the 7 foot senior.
He displaced Kaufman-Wren.
Purdue inbounds here, baseline right, Kaufman-Wren trying to square up Angel from the block. Spins and had a shot blocked by Biddle. Nate Biddle, one of the best shot blockers in the Big Ten, just recycled that one. Oregon the ball.
My goodness, that was a high-level weak side block.
Shellstad to the right elbow. Jump stops there. Leaves it far left wing where it's caught by Jadrian Tracy. Lawyer on him. Lob into Biddle, left block. Back out to Tracy. Catch and shoot three. It's an air ball. Rebounded off the weak side by Trey Kaufman-Wren. Blue with the ball. Oregon a one-point lead. 18-20 to go in the game. Braden Smith a three. Right wing. Long off the back of the iron. Rebounded out of there by Brandon Angle, the 6'8", fifth-year senior. Oregon on the run. Shellstad, left wing, driving in. Tracy kicks it into the far right corner. Three on the way for Bamba is no good. And out of bounds, last touched on the far baseline by Nate Biddle of Oregon.
Well, a couple decent looks here the last couple possessions for Tracy and Bamba respectively. Tracy with a really bad miss. And then Bamba misses that one in the right corner as well.
Bamba is a 28% three-point shooter. He was open there but missed it. C.J. Cox gives to Braden Smith. He goes right elbow, stops, threw it inside to Caleb first, and he was fouled on the entry pass. This foul goes against Jadrian Tracy, his second. Purdue has the ball, baseline right. It's Oregon 33, Purdue 32.
That was a tight window bounce pass, a little wraparound by Braden Smith. A nice catch by Caleb.
Inbounding, throwing to Trey Kaufman Wren, left elbow. Hands to Braden Smith, who throws it right back to Trey against Bamba. Leans in with a left shoulder, shoots and scores with a right-handed hook shot, and Purdue takes a 34-33 lead.
Oh, I like Trey Kaufman Wren there, matching physicality with physicality. Bamba, a really strong fifth-year senior. Trey dropping the shoulder into his chest.
That was 220-pound Bamba against 230-pound Kaufman Wren. A battle of big bodies. And now an offensive foul against Oregon. An illegal screen on Jadrian Tracy. That'll give the ball right back to the Boilermakers with 7:17 to play.
Tracy just does not get set there as he drops the shoulder into Kaufman Wren. Good call there by the official.
Barthelemy's going to enter the game to replace Tracy, who now has three personal fouls. And Purdue will walk the ball over the 10-second barrier, left to right. Braden Smith dribbling with the right hand, and Bamba guarding him as he reaches midcourt. Chest pass, left wing to Fletcher Lawyer. Skip pass, far right wing to first. Gives to Braden Smith. Goes to the baseline, back to first. His shot is up, and it is good. Oh, Caleb first went high in the sky. Threw a left-handed shot to the rim, and it went in. And now C.J. Cox fouled in the backcourt, trying to steal the inbound pass. That's the second foul on Cox. But Matt Painter applauds the effort from C.J. He liked the aggressiveness.
Yeah, C.J.'s come really close a couple times here in the backcourt of getting it. And you hate picking up those cheap fouls because you don't want Oregon to work their way into the bonus, of course. But how about the finish by Caleb first on that pick and roll? He took on two help side defenders of the Ducks and finished over the top.
Purdue 36, Oregon 33. Bamba, right-handed dribble, right arc. Now between the legs of the left hand. Lawyer guarding him. Goes to the right baseline, stops in a double team with Cox. Now to Angle on the right wing. That's Angel, I should say. Biddle, top of the key, will shoot a desperation three and miss. And it's tipped out of bounds. Far sideline, last touch by Oregon. Purdue defensively near perfect there. They forced the contested three from Biddle with two on the shot clock.
Absolutely, just great defense all around. Fletcher Lawyer cutting off Bamba on the baseline, putting them in a tough position, and then a good contest on the Biddle three.
Purdue 36, Oregon 33, 16:15 to play. Braden Smith in an illegal screen, this time against Caleb First of Purdue. The illegal screens are finding their way into the game for both sides. Third foul on Caleb First. He's about to be replaced by Camden Heidi.
Oh, that hurts. Caleb's been playing some good ball here, giving you that interior presence. He didn't feel like he set a moving screen there, but it's tough, right? These Purdue bigs, they've seen the physicality been put on Braden Smith on the perimeter. They want to free him up, and maybe right there, Caleb, just a little aggressive.
16:03 remaining in the game. Oregon the ball, Purdue a three-point lead. Brandon Angel, right wing, Shellstad, dribbles right baseline. Cox is on him. Now back to Angel, perimeter right. He wants to drive on Heidi. Spins and shoots with the right hand and misses. It trickled off the left side of the rim, and it was rebounded by Fletcher Lawyer. Nice move by Angel. He just didn't finish the shot.
Can't believe he missed that. You said it. It was a great spin move to free himself from Cannon Heidi after he went left, spun back right.
Braden Smith, the Trey Kaufman Wren, pocket pass, attacks Biddle. Had it tipped away and a foul will be called on Angel. Angel came in on the double team and picked up his third foul, and we have a timeout on the floor. Purdue 36, Oregon 33. 15:35 remains in the game on the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Out of the timeout, Purdue plays with Smith, Kaufman Wren, Cox, Heidi, and Lawyer. Purdue baseline right for an inbound. Shooting at the basket to our right as we sit courtside at the Matthew Knight Arena. Cool building, to say the least. Lawyer, baseline, floater. Didn't get the friendly bounce. Out of bounds. Last touch by Purdue's Trey Kaufman Wren. The ball goes to Oregon.
That was a pretty good look for Fletch coming off that screen right in front of the man, Braden Smith taking the ball out of bounds. He got to that floater, which he's really good at, on that baseline side. Just threw it a little bit too long off the back iron.
Fletcher has 5 points of the game. And another turnover. No, Purdue kicked it. Purdue kicked it. Looked for a moment like Oregon had thrown the ball out of bounds baseline left, but they say a Purdue player put a foot on it. So Oregon keeps the ball baseline left with 20 on the shot clock. Bamba's the inbounder. Kwame Evans right in front of him on the left block. Bamba throws it to Evans, who steps out to the left corner, guarded by Heidi. Heidi giving up some inches here to the 6'10 Evans. Now to Shellstad. Shot clock at 10. Shellstad coming down the right side of the paint. Picks it up. C.J. Cox tied him up. And this is going to be a turnover. C.J. Cox tying up Shellstad. Alternating possession favors Purdue. Ninth Oregon turnover.
Man, C.J. Cox, that dude has such good hands. He's right in the gap, right where you want to be as a help side defender on that penetration. And Shellstad exposed that basketball on. C.J. went in there with the clamps and just grabbed it with two hands.
And such a smart player, right? Seems like C.J. He's always in the right spot, where he's supposed to be. Here's Trey Kaufman-Wren. Left block extended on Biddle. Going to back him down one-on-one. Spin. Lost it. Got it back. Shot it. Left it short. Biddle rebounds. Trey went right at the seven-footer. Biddle won that battle. Here comes Bamba to the left elbow. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it right wing for a deep three for Shellstad. It's long. Rebounded by Lawyer, but a foul on Trey Kaufman-Wren. Trey Kaufman-Wren was blocking out Biddle. Trey gets hit with his second foul. That's unfortunate because Purdue would have been off and running with a three-on-one fast break if that foul isn't called.
Yes, Fletcher did a good job seeing that ball in the air and adjusting, getting that long rebound. But, yeah, Trey Kaufman-Wren, he's just having his struggles, certainly going up against the stronger Biddle. Makes those shots near the rim just that much tougher when you got to go over that size.
Oregon keeps the possession. Purdue with a three-point lead. Driving is a kick out to Bamba. Three is long right wing. Rebounded Camden Heidi. 3 of 17 is Oregon three-point shooting. Purdue's only 1 for 8. Braden Smith to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Leans in. Kicks it out to Heidi. Heidi fakes the three. Gives it topside to Cox. Cox in the triple threat position. Begins dribbling with the right hand. Shellstad on him. Now top of the key pass caught by Trey Kaufman-Wren. He picks up the dribble. He's going to shoot an 18-footer. He'll miss it long. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Oregon. Camden Heidi was hustling in to force try to get a rebound. He forced the mishandle on Oregon. Purdue gets a 20-second shot clock. Colvin subs in for the Boilermakers. Raleigh Burgess in for the Boilermakers. Cox leaves the game. So does Trey Kaufman-Wren. 13:55 to play. Purdue the ball. Baseline right. The trigger man here, Braden Smith. Braden way out high. Left elbow catch for Burgess. Back to Braden. Braden shoots from 15 feet straight away. It's long. Long and rebounded athletically by Kwame Evans of Oregon. Boy, he has some long arms, those Evans. Barthelemy drives, tried to throw it to the right wing and threw it out of bounds. Another Oregon turnover on a poor pass by Keyshawn Barthelemy.
Miles Colvin, once again, good job being in the gap, forcing Barthelemy to have to pick the ball up on the drive. But unfortunately for Barthelemy, Shellstad was trying to relocate from the corner to the wing, and Barthelemy threw that ball to the corner out of bounds.
18 turnovers between the two teams. Heidi, a three on the right wing. It's a triple time. Thank you, Camden Heidi. We love to see it, baby.
Oh, baby, Camden Heidi. He desperately needed a triple to go down, and that thing was all net from the right wing. No hesitation. That's what you like to see from a guy struggling. He's got the confidence.
Purdue up 39-33. Oregon the ball. White Unis attacking the bucket. 2 hour left. Shellstad with Colvin on him. Dribbles right wing. Gets a switch. Now guarded by Burgess. Shot clock at 9. Step back 3 for Shellstad. No good. Long rebound. Grabbed by the Ducks and then taken away. Then tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Oregon ball. Boy, that was helter-skelter. Oregon had the rebound for a moment. A Purdue player came in and tipped it away. I think it was Burgess. And then it got knocked out of bounds, and the officials say, let's give the ball to Oregon with 20 on the shot clock, 12:53 on the game clock.
Oh, Purdue was so close to securing that rebound, but you're right. Biddle had it first, but then Purdue was able to knock it away, and then it had like three Purdue guys that just couldn't quite grab it.
Shellstad will drive. He'll lob for Biddle. No good. Rebounded Miles Colvin. The lob actually hit the rim.
I think he actually was shooting a floater. Yeah.
Oh, you're much kinder than I am.
I think he actually should have passed it to Biddle for a lob dunk.
Heidi, perimeter right, top of the key. Raleigh Burgess will pull the trigger. He shoots an air ball. That's a little bit of a freshman mistake there. P.J. Thompson just gave Burgess a look like, hey, babe, come on now. You're a freshman. We got 15 on the shot clock there. We don't need to pull the trigger on a three. Oregon the ball.
Unfortunate. I mean, he's wide open, and he's capable of making them. But after you've already airballed a three earlier in the game, probably shouldn't take it that early in the clock.
12:15 to go. Oregon the ball. Purdue a lead of 39-33. Skip pass, right wing. Shellstad swings it left side. Biddle, his three on the way. It misses. Weak side rebound, Miles Colvin. Another strong defensive rebound by Miles Colvin off the weak side. We're down to 12 minutes remaining. Number 13, Oregon. Number 17, Purdue. Driving. Fouled was Braden Smith. Yes, it was a foul as Braden Smith was headed down the left side of the painted area. Foul goes against Oregon. We have a timeout on the floor. The foul is against Keyshawn Barthelemy, his first. Purdue 39, Oregon 33. 11:53 to go on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Braden Smith has 7 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and he's at the foul line with 2 foul shots here. An 86% foul shooter who trickles the first one in the game. Braden is 2 of 3 at the foul line. He's wearing those pink sneakers with the gray trim. And he made the second foul shot, extending Purdue's lead to 38-33, 41-33. Learn to count, Rob. 41-33, Purdue an 8-point lead. Shellstad with the ball goes topside to Barthelemy. He dribbles high left elbow extended, throws it into the corner where they're going to pull the three, and Tracy made it. Jadrian Tracy pulled the trigger in the corner. He's a 40% three-point shooter. Don't know why we left him open, but he gets his first made of the game.
That was very odd. It was almost like Fletch was baiting him into shooting. I think maybe because he airballed his last one, Fletch was kind of baiting him into taking it.
And now a foul away from the ball. Fletcher Lawyer was setting a screen at the top of the key, and he was clobbered. Goes against Kwame Evans Jr., his first.
That's
but
big.
Now that because now you're looking at team foul number 6 on Oregon.
Yeah.
And we still have 11:20 to go in the game.
Purdue in the bonus the rest of the way.
Purdue will inbound far sideline directly from our vision as we sit courtside by the Purdue bench. Burgess playing some valuable minutes for the Boilermakers today. He's in the game right now at the 5. With Caleb first on the bench with 3 fouls. Here's Braden Smith to the right elbow, rising and firing. Missing, however. Had a good look, just didn't go. And Evans rebounding for Oregon. Barthelemy wants to push the tempo right to left. Here come the Ducks. We're down to 11 minutes to go. And a steal. A near steal. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Everyone's flying around. Finally picked up by Miles Colvin. And he was fouled at the other end by Biddle. 3 fouls on Biddle after the hustle by Braden Smith kept the ball alive. It's our hustle play of the game presented by Republic Airways. Apply to Lyft Academy. Start your aviation career today.
Wow, that was an intense play. All that happening here right in front of us. And then Raleigh Burgess, really nice touch on that pass over the top after he got that loose ball. Firing up to Miles Colvin. Colvin, though, saw Biddle chasing from behind. Knew he had to try to explode towards the rack. Got fouled. Unable to finish as it barely rolled off the rim.
Miles makes the foul shot. First scoring of the game for the sophomore from Indianapolis, who's a 61% foul shooter. Miles wearing the blue sneakers with a white Nike stripe and the red trim. And into the game for the Boilermakers, Trey Kaufman-Wren, Raleigh Burgess to the bench. Boy, Raleigh has really played well for Purdue. Outside of the 2 missed 3-point shots, he's done everything else perfectly. Second foul shot missed and rebounded by Jadrian Tracy. Purdue 42, Oregon 36. We're down to 10:42 remaining. Shellstad, perimeter left, guarded by Colvin. Goes to the top of the key and will feed Angel over there. A steal by Miles Colvin coming in for the weak side. A Purdue takeaway. Boilermakers with a ball. 12 turnovers for Oregon. They average 11 a ball game. Inside, Kaufman-Wren lost it. Dives on the floor for it. Trying to save possession. Will have a held ball. Possession arrow favors Oregon. That will be Purdue's 9th turnover. Purdue is trying to go Gortat, as we like to call it,
yes,
on a little inside pass right in front of the rim to Trey Kaufman-Wren, and he didn't catch it cleanly. And once the ball was on the ground, he had to dive for it.
Yeah, Purdue calls it a Gortat when they set a ball screen, and if the ball handler gets deep, they want that guy who set the screen and who rolled. A lot of times, Trey Kaufman-Wren, we saw it with Zach Edey often last year, do a quick post up, a blast in the middle of the lane. And Braden was able to throw that little bounce pass to him, but Kaufman-Wren lost the ball and then lost his footing.
Jadrian Tracy between the circles for the white-clad Ducks. They're in white with a green trim. Now to Kwame Evans. To Shellstad to the right elbow. Throws in a corner to Angel. Wants to drive in from the corner. Stops, steps in, and scores with a left-handed shot. Tell you what, Brandon Angel is a very skilled offensive player. He has 10 points.
That was a very impressive step-through move by Brandon Angel to get to his left hand in front of the rim.
Purdue 42, Oregon 38, 9:47 remains in the game. Purdue 17th in the country, Oregon ranked 13. Braden Smith is at the right elbow. Angel's guarding him. Trying to work him one-on-one. Throws left side to Lawyer. Shot clock at 5. Lawyer needs to drive. Hesitates. Stops. Shoots a fall away. He shot. Left it short. Just a tad short. Angel rebounds for Oregon. Ducks on the run. Purdue up 4. Barthelemy to the left baseline. Lost the dribble. Got it back in the last moment. Gives to Angel. He lost the dribble. Got it back. Now to Barthelemy. And what do we have? Timeout Oregon. That was about to be a turnover for Oregon as they were completely disorganized. And the veteran head coach, Dana Altman, said, let's get a timeout here, boys, and they do. Timeout on the floor, Purdue 42, Oregon 38. 9:11 remains in the game on the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Purdue 42, Oregon 38, 9:11 to go in the game. Oregon the ball in the front court with 19 on the shot clock. They'll inbound right in front of their bench. It goes inside to Kwame Evans, who gives it right wing to Jadrian Tracy. He dribbles to the right baseline, cut off there by Jakari Harris of Purdue. Throws in the opposite corner, a Shellstad 3 on the way, good. And opposite corner, Jackson Shellstad triple is his third made 3 of the game, and now Purdue leads 42-41.
Oh, that's incredible pass and vision there by Tracy. Purdue had him really pinned in on the baseline. He was able to find Shellstad on the weak side.
Right wing, Braden Smith, feet on the arc. Works his way against Angel. Stops. Bounces inside to Trey Kaufman-Wren. He will score against Angel. That is the Gortat to perfection there. Two more for Trey Kaufman-Wren. He has 15 points. Purdue's up 3. Bamba trying to back down Braden Smith from the right baseline. Spins on him, and Braden poked it away from him. Now it's loose on the floor. We got a battle for it. We'll have a held ball, and this is going to be an Oregon turnover. How about Braden Smith? Bamba thought he could back down Braden because of the size disadvantage. Braden poked it away from behind, and that alternating possession favors the Boilermakers.
And with the way Purdue uses that buffalo, that baseline help, it really helps a defender when you get a mismatch because you can just sit topside, force that offensive player baseline knowing you have held that direction. And in this case, Braden had active hands and poked it away from behind.
See if Purdue can get aggressive offensively. Here's a three. Braden Smith, no good. Rebounded Trey Kaufman-Wren, and he was fouled. And that'll be a 1-1 for Trey Kaufman-Wren because that's team foul number 7 on Oregon. Bamba's second foul. This should be a 1-1. Yes. Yeah, the officials got it. Originally, they were going to distribute the ball out of bounds, but now they say no. 1-1 for Trey Kaufman-Wren, who in this game has been perfect at the foul line. 5 for 5.
Braden Smith yet to hit a 3 in this game. I felt really good about that moment and left his hand.
Foul line right for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Foul shot good. You mentioned it, Bob, in the pregame show. Trey really worked on foul shooting the last couple of days. And right now, he's 6 for 6 in this game.
And we've just heard it being around the team, right? All the coaches kind of getting their little nuggets in with Trey. Like, he had some trouble fading away on his free throws, and they've really worked with him going straight up.
And straight up and into the bucket with that one. Purdue pushes the lead out to 46-41. We're under 8 minutes to play. Defensive coordinator Paul Lusk standing up and screaming out some defensive notes here for the Boilermakers. Angel will drive. He'll miss a short bunny. Rebounded by Trey Kaufman-Wren. Angel drove the ball down the right side of the paint but missed a short jumper. Purdue with a basketball. We're down to 7:40 remaining. Braden Smith guarded closely by Bamba. Coming down the right side of the paint. Stopping. Finding Heidi. Heidi fakes a 3 top of the key. Drives in. Gives it behind him to Harris. Jakari shoots a 3. It's no good. Long. Rebounded by Shellstad of Oregon. Shellstad on the run right to left. Bamba going to shoot an open 3. Left wing. It's short. Rebounded by Braden Smith of Purdue. Here we go the other way. Left to right. And knocked out of his hands. It'll be out of bounds. Baseline right. It'll be Purdue ball.
How about Braden playing the mind games with Bamba? They're just daring him to shoot that open 3, and Bamba obliged with a brick short.
Timeout on the floor. 7:18 remaining in a low-scoring affair. Purdue 46, Oregon 41 on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's see what Coach Stefanovic and Coach Painter got lined up here. Baseline out of bounds.
Braden Smith throws to Colvin, shoots baseline right. Oh, in and out, no good. Great look, just didn't go down. 17 feet baseline right, rebounded by Oregon. That was an okay play, huh?
Decent look, wide open decent look from Miles, yep.
Yeah. Here's Shellstad, right elbow. Now backtracks because he got Trey Coffin-Wren guarding him. Throws a bounce pass to the far left wing. His teammate Tracy will drive and throw it away. Jadrian Tracy driving the ball down the left slot, and he threw it blindly out of bounds to the left. Purdue takes over on what is the 14th turnover for Oregon.
How about that, Rob? How many times have we seen this miscommunication by the Ducks on some of these driving kicks? It's just a testament to Purdue doing a good job in the gaps, right? You're making these ball handlers feel uncomfortable as they're trying to penetrate, and we're seeing the we're seeing them being uncomfortable by making these bad decisions and really poor passes.
In this six-game winning streak for Purdue, the opponents are averaging 14 turnovers per game. That's exactly where Oregon is right now, at 14 turnovers. Purdue the ball, clock at 6:42. Purdue leading 46-41. Trey Coffin-Wren wants to back down Angel. Leans into Angel. Now steps away from Angel. Now shoots against Angel. He missed it. Had his own rebound for a moment, but then as he was falling out of bounds, it's last touched. They say by Purdue, baseline right.
Trey got into his pivot package there, just trying to get himself free for what we know he wants to really get to, is that right hook. And once again, Angel's done a really solid job in individual one-on-one defense. Trey finally kind of had to panic and throw it up there to avoid a three-second violation.
Trey's been busy today. That's his 17th field goal attempt. Biddle left block. Skip pass to the diving Shellstad. Now a three for Shellstad. He left it short. Long rebound. Grabbed by Jadrian Tracy in Oregon. Offensive reload opportunity here for the Ducks. 6:04 on the clock. Jadrian Tracy faking a three on the left wing. Throwing it inside to Angel, and it was stolen. Tipped by Braden Smith, eventually stolen by Caleb First. 15 turnovers on the Ducks.
Wow, Braden Smith, size disadvantage there on Angel underneath, but he used his speed and quickness to get around and deflect that pass, and went right to Caleb.
Braden Smith off a screen from Caleb First to the right elbow. Kicks in the corner. Trey Coffin-Wren back to Braden Smith. Dribbles to the right baseline. Throws to Trey. Short floater. Good. 6 feet away on the right wing. Trey Coffin-Wren the bucket. Purdue leads 48-41.
Finally, Trey able to get one of those bunnies in the painted area to go down. A soft touch there.
And Barthelemy was fouled by Caleb First. That's a tough one to take if you're Caleb, because that's his fourth foul.
Still some fouls to give. Fortunately, that was the fourth team foul on Purdue.
Ja'Kari Harris subbing in for the Boilermakers.
Purdue going a little offense defense here.
Heidi coming in. Lawyer will exit, so will Caleb First. Oregon the ball, far sideline in the front court, attacking the bucket to our left, wearing white here at home. 5:20 to go. Purdue up by 7 on the Oregon Ducks here. Barthelemy lobbing for Biddle, and a foul. They're going to count the basket, and a foul on Miles Colvin. He lobbed it up to the left side of the rim. Biddle caught it, laid it in. This will be an and-one opportunity for Nate Biddle after the foul goes against Miles Colvin, his third.
Wow, Miles in disbelief, and rightfully so. We just saw the replay. Biddle untouched on the finish there. There was no contact. Just one of those situations where the official is expecting contact and basically guesses.
11 points for Nate Biddle. He averages 13 a game, and he made the foul shot to complete the and one. Purdue 48, Oregon 44, with 5:10 to go in Eugene, Oregon. Cameron Heidi, topside chest pass, Coffin-Wren. Left wing chest pass to Colvin. Right back to Heidi now. Coffin-Wren, dribble handoff to Braden Smith. Guarded closely by Barthelemy. Braden wants to drive. Stop. Shoots a short floater. Missed it. But Trey Coffin-Wren follows it up with a two-handed slam.
Unbelievable. Coffin-Wren just times it beautifully. And that ball, as it comes off the front iron, Coffin-Wren, two hands, vicious flush.
That offensive rebound gives him a double-double. Now 21 points, 10 rebounds for Trey Coffin-Wren. Purdue extends the lead, 50-44. Diving in and dunking from the right wing is TJ Bamba for Oregon. So both teams exchange slam dunks. We're down to 4:15 to go. Purdue 50, Oregon 46.
great vision there to find the cutting bomb, but Purdue got caught overhelping.
Brian Smith shooting a floater, right wing good. He dribbled into 8 feet, right wing. No one stopped him. He rises, hits it with a right-handed floater. Purdue's up 52-46.
Here we go. Under 4 minutes. Braden, a big response.
Barthelemy to the left wing. Shoots a three as he pulls the trigger. Missed it badly. Braden Smith rebounds for Purdue. Fourth rebound of the game for Braden Smith. He's added 7 assists and 11 points, and he has the ball in his hands with 3:40 to go in this ballgame. Braden Smith down the left side of the painted area. Had it stolen. Stolen away by Shellstad. Numbers at the other end. Shellstad layup. Good. It's 52-48. Purdue the lead. In Oregon, a timeout. The Purdue turnover leads to a runout. 4-point Purdue lead. 3:33 to go on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. Oh, it's getting tight in Oregon. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield.
Purdue's defensive efficiency number is going to continue to rise after this one.
Here's Braden Smith, the right elbow. Shot fake, throws it into Trey Kaufman, who got clobbered as he tried to shoot a right-handed hook shot from the left block. Foul on Mamba, his T.J. Bamba, his third.
That's big. That's the 9th team foul, and it'll be 2 shots for Trey since it was a shooting foul, but now the rest of the way, double bonus for the Boilers.
Trey Kaufman into the foul line. He has a double-double, 21 points, 10 rebounds. He had 19-6 Wednesday night at Washington. Makes the foul shot.
Wow, Trey Kaufman ran 8 of 8 at the foul line for a guy shooting 57% coming in, and all kinds of inconsistency. He has been locked in at the line, and they've needed it because the 3-point shooting has not been there this evening.
Purdue 3-point shooting 2 of 12. Second foul shot. Trey made that one. And the lead is 54-48. Purdue the lead, Oregon the ball. 3:13 to go. Shellstad right elbow coming all the way down the paint. Throws up a wild shot, missed it. Rebounded weak side by Camden Heidi. Jackson Shellstad is an outstanding player. Do not misunderstand what I'm about to say. But that was not a smart play.
That was not a smart play. And then lost the ball going up, which compounded the issue.
So Purdue with the ball here. We're under 3 minutes remaining. Can the Boilermakers hold on in Oregon? Braden Smith, right elbow. That one is pure. He shouts as he raises his fist to the sky. Purdue's up 56-48.
Oh, that's a big shot there. His mid-range game's been off today, but that was pure.
13 points for Braden Smith. Biddle a three on the left wing. Off the back of the iron and a foul, and it's going to go against Oregon. Has Braden Smith got punched? Not punched. That's a bad reference for me. That's a bad explanation for me. It wasn't a punch, but it was a blow to the face.
Blow to the face, yeah.
As he was trying to get rebounding position. The foul against Tracy has the officials going to the monitor to see if this could be a flagrant one. And again, I'll apologize, fans. Punch was a poor word of choice by me. But it was a blow to the face.
Yeah, we're not sure whether it was an elbow or an arm. We haven't got a look, but
it got it. It knocked. Braden was trying to get rebounding, but just knocked him flat on his back.
Purdue's going to get two. Paint. Purdue, from a double bonus standpoint, will get 2 shots regardless with Braden. Of course, may even get more as far as 2 shots on the ball if they deem it to be flagrant.
They're going to look at it. The officials are at the monitor. Remember, earlier in the game, we had a flagrant one called against Oregon. Flagrant one. Yep,
wow.
Flagrant one. We've just gotten word from official Brian Dorsey. This is a flagrant one. Boy, does this end up being a big, big play. Because Purdue can push the lead to 10 and then get the ball back with 2:33 remaining in the contest.
Absolutely. If you make 2 free throws, then if you just simply run 30 seconds off the clock and kick the ball up into the stands, you're going to be in a really good spot with basically 2 minutes to go, up double figures.
So at the foul line will be Braden Smith. 86% foul shooter coming into the day. On this day, he is 3 for 4. First foul shot, good. Braden Smith knocks in the first one. He has now 14 points to go with 7 assists and 4 rebounds. He will dribble once, he will bend the knees, he will shoot, and he will make. So the lead is extended to 10, 58-48, and more importantly, Purdue keeps the possession. They will inbound in the backcourt, baseline left.
And you would think maybe it would be a situation where Oregon down this much might want to start fouling Kaufman Wren, but Kaufman Wren shooting the free throws extremely well.
Fletcher Lawyer in the backcourt to Jakari Harris. He'll have to try to break the press himself, and Jakari does with Barthelemy guarding him. Remember now, Purdue gets fouled. You're shooting two free throws, and there's a foul on Bamba. Bamba, for whatever reason, just reached out and pushed Jakari Harris right in the chest, right in front of the official, even though Jakari didn't even have the ball. I'm certain it wasn't an intentional foul.
It was pretty blatant. I wonder if he was trying to do one of those where on a handoff, tell these guys on handoffs, run into the guy handing it off, and they might call an offensive foul.
Gotcha.
But Jakari had got rid of the ball much sooner as Jakari makes the first free throw. I don't know if that's what Bamba was thinking, but potentially maybe he was hoping to get an offensive foul on Jakari, and then Jakari got rid of it so quickly, it ends up just looking like a blatant shove.
Hey, how about Jakari? 3 of 3 at the foul line today. Second foul shot. Missed it. Long rebound. Picked up by Trey Kaufman Wren. Trey Kaufman Wren gets an offensive rebound, and Purdue can burn more clock, leading 59-48.
And give credit to Camden Heidi as well. He's in there with two ducks, keeping it alive.
Driving, Braden Smith to the right elbow to Trey Kaufman Wren, facing up against Biddle. Driving with a left shoulder shot, no good. Weak side rebound, Shellstad for Oregon. Less than 2 minutes remains in the game. Clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Purdue leading 59-48. Ducks with a ball. Here's Bamba to the left elbow. Drives in and traveled. He traveled. Jakari Harris was covering him up, and Bamba turns it over. 16 turnovers for the Ducks. And look at Jakari Harris screaming in enthusiasm. It was his defense on the ball that forced the turnover.
How about this Purdue defense today? Just one of the more impressive defensive performances, because this Oregon Ducks offense is elite.
Averaging 79 points a game, the Ducks. Right now they're at 48, Bob. 48 points with 1:38 remaining. And you can hear the chants of Let's Go Boilers in the background here at the Matthew Knight Arena. Listen in. A Purdue turnover. Stolen by Barthelemy underneath the basket. Ducks on the run right to left. They're going to have to get some threes quickly on the Ducks. Shellstad, left wing. Biddle a three. He'll fire. He'll hit. Biddle hits. Timeout, Oregon. With 1:14 remaining, that Nate Biddle three keeps the Ducks within shouting distance. It's now Purdue 59, Oregon 51. Fletcher Lawyer, the inbounder. We're going back to action here. Purdue baseline left, throws it to Braden Smith. They try to trap him right away. Purdue throws it up the sideline to Lawyer, who throws it to Heidi in the front court. And there's the foul immediately. Barthelemy fouled Heidi immediately. Clock is at 108. Stopped here to send Camden Heidi to the line, who this season is 22 of 25 foul shooting.
Yeah, definitely a guy you don't mind getting fouled for Purdue. One of their better foul shooters. Just a good job not turning it over there.
Foul shot. Oh, it trickled off the front of the rim. It wouldn't stay in there. 108 remaining. Miles Colvin subs in for Fletcher Lawyer to give Purdue some better perimeter defenders now. Jakari Harris on the floor for Purdue to help with that perimeter defending.
From a defensive standpoint, you just don't want to allow any early quick threes.
Heidi made the second one. Camden Heidi made the second one. 7 points for Camden. In a hurry, Biddle a three at the other end. There it was. Just what you said couldn't happen, Bob.
Just didn't match up. They didn't get matched up, and they allow the early three.
Clock is ticking at 55 seconds. Purdue needs to get it in. They throw it to Colvin, and he had it stolen. Shellstad stole it, and then he was fouled. Oh, this is starting to shape up a little uncomfortably for Purdue fans. Shellstad stole the ball. Then as he went to the rim to try to make a layup after the backcourt takeaway, he was fouled, so the clock stops, 49 seconds to go. Shellstad at the line, Purdue leading 60-54.
Wow, Purdue has really just made this game way more uncomfortable than they needed to. You're shooting free throws. I mean, you should certainly be able to get matched up. Camden Heidi, as he's backpedaling, has his hands out because no one had picked up the basketball, Barthelemy. And so by him then helping, you have two on the ball, and it ends up with a Biddle wide-open three. Shellstad makes the first free throw. And this is going to be down to a four-point game.
Right. With 49 seconds to go.
Yeah, if he makes the second free throw, they're going to continue the full-court pressure. You got to handle it. But Miles Colvin also in the backcourt there. You can't panic and just throw the ball right to Shilstead. If anything, we got timeouts.
Yeah, Purdue has three timeouts left. Oregon's out of timeouts. Second one good for Shilstead. Ducks are keeping it close here at home. Purdue 60, Oregon 56. Fletcher Lawyer into the front court and fouled by Angel. Four fouls on Brandon Angel. Clock stops with 41.5. 41.5. Purdue 60, Oregon 56.
Well, Fletcher certainly making two here would be huge. Would give you a six-point lead. They would make, you know, need two threes at that point to tie you. At this point, if Purdue makes free throws and takes care of the basketball, they should win this game.
Can they do that? There's a Lawyer free throw. Good. 6 points for Fletcher, averaging 14 a game. Again, Purdue does have three timeouts at its disposal.
And we need to get matched up here. They're going to be subbing in Miles Colvin for Lawyer. If Lawyer makes his free throw, that should give Purdue extra time.
He missed it. Missed it. Rebounded Biddle. Here come the Ducks. Shilstead a three in transition. No. Rebounded Heidi. Lost out of bounds. Going to our left. Last touch by Oregon. Oh, Shilstead raced that ball into the front court. Settled for a 25-footer. Left wing. Missed it. Now, for the moment, the ball belongs to Purdue, but the officials have chosen to take a second look. Timeout on the floor as the officials take a look at this out of bounds to our far left on the left baseline. With 32 seconds remaining, Purdue leading 61-56.
According to Chris Foreman, someone has told him via text message that it's our ball. So hopefully he got some good information.
Let me tell you who I never trust. My buddies that are texting me in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Because they're normally Purdue fans and looking at it through Purdue colored lenses.
With Jakari Harris running into that play at the very end, I was worried that maybe he was going to hit it out.
But it will be Purdue ball.
It's going to be Purdue ball. All right, guys. Be strong with it. Break this pressure. Get fouled. And then if you make two free throws now you go up three possessions.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that, all intents and purposes, would win this game.
Purdue has Jakari Harris on the floor with Braden Smith. Smith is standing in the midcourt circle. Heidi and Trey Kaufman-Renner on the floor, and Lawyer is the inbounder. Fletcher Lawyer throws it into the backcourt, caught by Jakari Harris, fouled immediately by Jamari Phillips. Second foul on Phillips. Phillips, a freshman, rarely plays, but they put him in the game so he can foul. And Jakari Harris at the line with two free throws. He's 3 of 4 on the day. He's 9 of 11 on the season at the Charity Stripe. The freshman from Atlanta, Georgia, the son of Glenn Big Dog Robinson. 32.5 remaining. Free throw, good. Doesn't the freshman know he's supposed to be nervous right now? Shooting into the student body, which sits off to our right behind the bucket. Second foul shot. Yes, sir. Jakari Harris. He made them both. Purdue 63, Oregon 56. 30 seconds to go. Oregon the ball. Shilstead quickly right to left. Dribble handoff Angel. Now to Biddle. Biddle right wing. Deep three on the way. Missed by the freshman Phillips. Foul. Rebounded by Heidi. Foul against Oregon. Now with 19.7. Heidi's walking to the free throw line to our right. And the fans are walking to the exits.
Wow, what a win this is going to be for Purdue, assuming they hold on here. Candon Heidi now getting a chance to push this lead, hopefully to 8 or 9 points. But man, what a job by this Purdue team defensively coming into this place and holding this Oregon offense down like they have.
Foul was on Brandon Angel, his fifth. Candon Heidi at the foul line, made the first one. Camden got a little inspirational talk from my broadcast partner, Bobby Riddell, earlier this morning. Apparently it worked. Partner?
I did. You know, Cam's a good guy. Gave him a little love pregame. Said, hey, I wouldn't mind if you knock a three ball down for me as he makes the second free throw. And Camden came through and obliged with a huge triple in that second half.
And he made both of those foul shots. Now Purdue's up 65-56 with 12 seconds to go. Oregon is in a pickle now. We're down to 8 seconds, now 7. Phillips, he's going to drive. Purdue says we won't foul. Phillips makes an uncontested layup with 2.6 remaining. Purdue, for some reason, they stopped the game.
The clock was running a little bit after the basket went through, and they should have stopped as soon as it went through.
Now Purdue will inbound, and Oregon will choose not to foul. Purdue wins! The Boilermakers 65, Oregon 58. What a win for the Boilermakers on the road against the 13th-ranked team in the country. Purdue has won seven straight games. In the calendar year 2025, the Boilermakers are undefeated. More importantly, Purdue pushes that Big Ten record out to 7-1, just a game back of the league-leading Michigan State Spartans on the loss side. Our final score today at the Matthew Knight Arena on the campus of the University of Oregon, Purdue 65, Oregon 58.